This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Yeah. Come on, Nick. Turn it up a little bit, Nick. We waiting on you. That's right. Nick ain't got nothing for us today, y'all. He didn't have anything.
I got to load these things, these clips for us. Okay. I got to load them in there. Right,
we'll leave them alone. Yeah, because I got some clips for you on Stomp the Swami. Bring it! Stomp the
you
Swami. Know,
you see The Rock? The Rock stands in the middle of the ring. He points at the locker room. He offers his hand in full and says, bring it.
Yeah, it's coming right now. Don't you worry.
What you got, homie?
Don't you
hold on. Let me clear my screen. Welcome. So you don't think I'm getting helped or
welcome
whatever.
To the yeah, Rico's got a little buzzer. No, you got a secret phone in your pocket. Rico's giving you the answer.
Nothing in the pocket. Rico's standing,
every time I walk Rico's in, I walk into a buzzsaw.
Rico's standing there with his
Rico's
hands
telling
open.
You got an earpiece in. You got an earpiece in.
He got no.
You have one in, not him, not Rico.
Nick, do I have an earpiece in?
No.
I don't know.
Whoa, Rico.
It's in the glasses or the hat or something.
I got to get smart. Pair of eyeglasses that runs audio to my ear.
007 over here.
Don,
you know,
Adams, yeah, get smart.
000.
Nick, do you know get smart?
00DP.
I do not.
Missed it by that much.
00DP.
Agent, right.
let's
what
go,
agent
Nick.
Was it? He agent 99? Is that?
Let's go, Nick.
Okay, what do you got?
Come on.
I'm here's the taste of the sweet life. I'm here's the conversation.
That's right.
I'm searching for a song tonight. I'm changing.
Turn it up for him, Nick, because he lost.
It's either John Mayer or Or Adam. John Mayer.
No. Nick knows this.
Yeah, he should.
No. See? Look, Rico.
It is Adam. It's Maroon 5. Okay. It is Adam.
How did you see it? There's no way.
What are you talking about?
It's over with.
I got you.
I won that one.
No, you did not.
Just because you knew it.
I said it's either John or Adam. I said it. He can't take a minute. I gotta hear the entire song.
No.
Listen, Randy Jackson. Listen, Randy Jackson. If you're gonna do American Idol light, you gotta be fair.
Let me give you my glasses so you can be Randy.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? Come on, man. Cheater.
That didn't count.
Big cheater. It's a win. Take that L. Take that L, Captain. Take it.
You took it. You too long.
Hey, what comes after? Hey, what comes before M?
L.
It took him way too long.
L.
I'm the creator of the game.
All right, here we go.
L.
They call her Dawn.
Is that? It's either Bobby Darin or Paul Anka.
Yeah.
Ragdoll. No. Okay. Beast Boys.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on, man. Four Seasons. Darn.
Got me. Same neighbor.
All right. 1-1.
1-1. Fair.
1-1.
I'll give you that one. I should be ashamed
Here
of myself.
Here we go. I know this one. I knew this one.
Which one? This one? You gonna do another?
I got one, yeah.
All right, go.
I can swallow a bottle up. All in a feel like Godzilla. Better hit the deck like the Cartilla.
My whole Look, I got a bop in here, y'all. They poppin'. Nick Boppin'. Rico Boppin'. The only one not boppin'. DP.
Yeah!
Hey, the only one not boppin'. He don't know it.
Hold up. That's him.
Oh, my God. What's the song?
He just released it. He literally just released it like a week ago. No, there's no Eminem. He literally just recorded it. Stop it.
You got an earpiece.
It's Eminem.
It's Eminem. What's the song? Everybody knows it's Eminem.
First of all, this is not top 40.
It is.
It is not top 40.
It was is. It? Yes.
It was.
It yes. was. Yeah, it was like 2 years ago.
The song.
What's the song?
2-1 Me. Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Okay.
Yep.
I should have known that. I should have known that. I knew it was them, but I should have known
that. Was that the Kamikaze album?
I figured all I had to do was to maybe bring it up to date. And I'm like,
well, I'm old school. Like, I've never said I know everything now. I'm talking about old school. Now you're going to bring in the last 2 years.
It's too late now.
Look, I don't know anything that Nick listens to. Like, literally nothing. I can, full confession, I don't know what Nick and Rico listen to. I will be 60 years old. And if you think I'm listening to the current music, you have lost your ever loving mind. You have lost your mind.
VJ sent those to me, and I was back in the back grabbing them, and I'm like, man, these are good ones. I like these ones.
Yeah, those are his.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing. VJ didn't pick them.
I cover a lot of
VJ did not pick that one. He did not pick that.
He did not.
I did send it.
Okay.
To him. Don't start that.
Okay, here we go.
I was actually kind of saving that.
You're having a day. Let's go.
I knew it was his song, so I figured we'll go ahead and
fair.
Put it on. Hey, so Dan and Lincoln says, this is what Dan and Lincoln says. He says, VJ, why in Jay Foreman's highlight intro is he scoring with a pick six? While you were wide open and only got the ball to the 24-yard line,
I was wondering why you.
You
don't have any touchdown clips.
Who's the guy?
Why don't you have touchdown clips?
I do.
Why aren't we using them?
I don't know.
You know who
we'll
the
figure
producer.
It out.
You know the producer,
we'll,
right?
We'll listen.
Full disclosure.
He knows people who know people. We will have it fixed.
We will have that fixed. Don't worry.
Okay. Right.
I'll get you some juice.
All right. Fair
I'll
enough.
Get you some juice.
Fair enough.
There's some juice.
Should we play him Barry Miles' intro?
Yeah, play that one.
Okay.
Let's see.
This is the last one we have loaded here.
Yeah. Let's see what he's got.
Oh, is that for me?
Yeah, you didn't know. What is it? Top 40. Okay, so.
I don't know.
Listen, first of all, Nick, I had the instrumental.
Well, first of all.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff.
Again, I just want to tell you how. I just
it's all clean.
I just want to tell you how far this has strayed from the original concept. The original concept was top 40 songs from back in the day. Now it's okay. We're going to go into niches and we're not. Is that a top 40 song?
Yes.
Yeah, J.
Tell
Cole
me when.
Was.
Tell me when.
J. Cole.
God, it's 2009?
No. Right.
What
no,
are
no,
we thinking
no, no,
there?
No, no, no. Tell me when. So to do that, that's fair.
But you said top 40. I'm trying to get. I'm trying to.
I'm. listen.
We didn't say of what era. You didn't say of the 60s.
No, see, if this is what we're talking about. If you told me, because now I'm about to get even with you. I'm about to get even with you because I know.
I can't wait for my square question.
Yeah, no, you tripping. See, you tripping now. So this is you going to the dark corners.
Yes, you're exactly right. I'm in the corners.
You got to turn on his mic.
Oh, yeah.
All Nebraska linebackers. Listen, 9562 says all Nebraska linebackers have more touchdowns than our tight ends. You better stop it. I'm going to tell you somebody. Wait a minute. Stop it.
Wow.
I got to give you one who he had more touchdowns, catches, than I think he had catches, like regular passes.
That doesn't make any sense.
He had more touchdown catches?
Yes.
Than actual catches.
No, he had more than actual catches.
Okay.
Right.
Than just catches. I guess it.
A Gerald Armstrong. Check it if you want.
How do you have more touchdown catches?
Well, because he has like nine of his catches are touchdowns. He only has eight normal catches.
Okay, so
So
it makes sense. Just
so,
tough.
So Mark Onwaller is adding to this, right? So there are 17 nominees. Oh, the ones just being considered. Okay. Beck is a first-time nominee. Pat Benatar should already be in. Shame on you guys. Devo was revolutionary. Duran later. Eminem, first in. He'll get in. First ballot Hall of Famer. Eurythmics, Judas Priest. Annie Lennox can get in. Judas Priest, again, they changed the deal. New York Dolls being revised since the music is being brought back. Hot music is now being used all over social media platforms, and people have Rage Against the Machine should be an automatic. It should be a non. Shouldn't even be a discussion. Lionel Richie and the Commodores should be in.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly. And
we're talking rock and roll, right?
It's music. It's music. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has never been about a particular.
Okay, so it's just not about rock and roll. It's just music.
They can't all get in. So how many can get in, Mark? How many can? Okay, so here's what I would say from this. Eminem gets in. Rage. Lionel Richie. Benatar. Four. I'm going to take four of the 17. I'll take Benatar, Eminem, Rage Against the Machine, Lionel Richie.
Duran?
I would take Lionel just over Duran. Double Duran.
Ooh.
Double Duran, baby.
How can you do Duran? You can't. I can't.
Well, because they are.
I can't leave Duran.
They are why. Well, but Duran goes in with Eurythmics and Annie Lennox because they were the ones that transformed music into video and did it at the highest level. Devo was for a hot minute was the thing. Their longevity isn't there, but Mark Fathershead, I believe is his name, the leader of Devo. Is one of the great creators of music, for movies, for TV.
Dionne Warwick?
Auntie Dionne.
How do you – I mean, there's a lot
if,
of
– If there's a legacy, but then the legacy becomes, do you take Dionne Warwick or Carly Simon or Dolly?
I mean,
5 to 7 each year is what Mark says? Okay. So take the old heads and then the innovators, right? If we get 7, that's where I would go.
Listen.
Vishon, what's your 7 out of that group?
Here we go.
Beck. Here, you can look over here. Beck, Pat Benatar, Kate Bush, Devo, Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Judas Priest, Fela Kuti.
I'm going.
MC5, New York Dolls, Dolly Parton, Rage Against the Machine, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, Tribe Called Quest, and Dion.
This is music genre. Here, put it back over here I can see. Okay,
get 7,
I'll go Dionne Warwick.
Okay, Auntie Dionne, I'll
get go it. Lionel Richie.
Okay,
I'll go Dolly Parton.
Okay,
because I think she's
those are the three like legends.
I'll go in Eminem,
right?
Duran.
Uh huh. Benatar has to get in.
Yeah, well, Benatar and I kind of like Kate Bush.
Did you just take Kate Bush over Carly Simon? Have you lost your ever-loving mind?
I mean.
Have you bumped your head?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
No, but you're talking about volume of work and quality work. Like Carly Simon, you could name 6 songs that were hers that everybody knows the words to.
In my opinion, those are the ones I picked.
Okay. Nick, how many of those do you recognize enough to have an opinion on?
Eminem.
Eminem.
I was thinking of the antonyms. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. The correct – and people never miss this. Marshall and them. Like, you know how folks in the hood say, and them, and them?
Mm-hmm. And them and
Marshall
them.
And them. Eminem.
Yeah. That's it.
When I say Vershawn and them.
And them. And them.
Listen to you.
It's Nim.
Nim.
N-E-M.
N apostrophe E-M.
Nick and Nim.
Nim. Nick and Nim. Rico That's another Nim. Show. That's
DP
a whole
Nim.
Other show. Yeah. Yeah. Ray Ray and
Come
Nim.
Come on, man. Y'all, you know,
Ray Ray and
stop
Nim.
Stop all that. Stop all that.
Ray Ray and Nim. I love it. Come on, Captain Nim.
Barry Miles is going to be gracing us with his presence.
What's he going to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. Listen.
Does he know Huskers football? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, he's got a son, first of all, that plays.
Well, did he
Barry
play
Miles
here?
Jr.
Wait, he played here?
Barry Miles was the best. To me,
did he
again,
play?
It's my opinion that Barry Miles was the best special team and best corner to put the pads on. The only reason why – listen, I'm only going off of what he did in the pads.
Okay.
Okay? His bill of work. Now, if you put – what he did in the Canadian Football League.
Uh-huh.
Then
what'd he do? Talk to me.
I mean, he played 12 years.
Okay.
He was he's into Canadian Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
A
little something.
He led. He's still number one in on punts blocked. Mm-hmm. Kicks blocked. You know, extra points.
Did you ever block kicks, sir?
I mean, who?
I know Farley did. Now Miles did. You telling me you didn't block no kicks?
No, I wouldn't. I didn't have that type of juice.
Captain
juice.
Hook, you know.
I didn't have that type of juice.
Captain
man.
Thump Hands.
Nick.
Bap, bap.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic, Nick.
Bap, 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 bap.
Mike, cut it. Nick, cut his mic.
Hey, listen. 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 Bap, bap, bap. I am in an my little brother says, you are in an agitatious mood today.
Listen, it's all good. I'm ready for you.
I'm here to stir the pot, baby.
I'm ready for you. You're the match striker. Striking matches starting for us.
Don't
fires.
Be scared.
Start small.
Don't be scared.
Before you know, whoosh.
So you're going to do, you're going to give away two Super Bowl boxes today?
I am.
You got trivia in mind?
I got trivia in mind. I'm ready.
Nice.
I'm almost ready to do it now.
Nice. I handle. You can do it now.
Right now.
You can do it now. Yeah.
Here's the question.
Okay. Can I win a box? Can
no,
I get in?
You're out.
Dang.
You're out.
I was fitting to win.
I don't think you can get this one.
I was fitting to win.
I don't think so.
Captain.
You ready?
I was going to win.
Who was the last All-American at Nebraska?
I can't win. I can't win.
You're out of there. Look at Nick looking. Boy, I tell you, these new HGs are so quick. Don't try to show me that. You're going. You're going for it. I watched you. You're going
I
for
know,
it.
I think I know it.
Again, before you say
I
something, we probably should get the answer.
How do you want folks to answer?
Sider Heyman text line 464-5685. Yeah. If you can get through 464-5685 on the side on the
See,
Honda
they
could have
called
hotline.
And been proud about it out loud and just screaming.
Just call in.
Lawrence yeah. Difference.
Yeah. What? Football, man.
Well, you
Football,
didn't specify. Dude.
Football.
You just said last All-American
Football.
At
Football.
Nebraska. Mm.
Football.
Sis.
Hey,
that's what they said. That's what they said. I know what they were trying to say. I know what they were trying to say.
Fantastic.
But
no, it was not Nobody, JoJo. Just, JoJo was not yeah. an
Of course
All-American.
Not nope. JoJo, Ohio Husker. Stop it.
It was not an All-American.
All-American.
It's
linebacker.
It's been a minute, right? Huh? It's been a minute.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Sue. Close, but not Sue.
All right, we got Adam.
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 Hello.
Who was the last All-American?
Levante David.
Levante David and Doug and Lincoln got it.
Okay, so Adam, stay on the line. Rico
Good
will
job,
grab
Adam.
Your information for the Super Bowl square, and Doug and Lincoln, I'll text back to you, man.
Well, good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Levante
that's
David.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was Levante after Prince? Or before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Levante was the last guy to be All-American at Nebraska. There's none. I found that crazy. I looked. I was like, there's none.
None.
There's none after Levante David right now.
None.
We got to change that.
None.
We got to change that. That's got to change. Look, you're talking Levante David, what,
09?
Something like that. I don't know exactly the date, but We'll get it.
Levante David?
Yeah, what year do you
He was, I believe, I know he was part of that 09 defense. I believe that was the year.
Well,
I thought for some
if
reason
that's the case, then
for
it's
some
Prince.
Reason I thought he
then,
and
then
David
I might be wrong then if that's the case.
I for some reason I thought he and David both got drafted in the same year, and Levante David got drafted 54th overall and Prince got drafted 21st.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I thought they were in the same. Unless, I thought they was so maybe I got it right after all. Maybe I won. Give me my square.
You get a square? You get a square?
I'm calling management.
No, I thought I had it right, but.
Give me my square.
I think I got it right. I think so. I think Levante David.
Levante was
the last All-American.
Oh, geez. Levante got drafted in 2012.
So it was way after.
So it was way after Prince. Yeah. So not even close. Yeah, so you're right. You're fine. We're fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
I lost.
So
yeah.
Levante David, man. So
and no, second team all AP doesn't count. First team.
And that's 10 years. Okay, so if that's a precursor to anything, that means we have to get back to at least finding one All-American caliber player. And you can make that player. He doesn't have to necessarily be found. He can be made.
Long overdue.
When we get back,
ooh,
Baron Miles, the leader, all-time leader in Nebraska in punts, extra points, block. Just block something. One of the top five cornerbacks, I think, in the history of Nebraska football. But, again, that's my opinion. You can chime in on the Sondheimer text line, 464-5685. If you're lucky, call us. We'll let you get on. And say your piece, 464-5685 on the Honda of Lincoln Hotline. DP, Rico, The Ticket, 93.7. I'm the captain.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.